Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
We are going back to Eden. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, paws, claws, and hoofs, to the Back to Eden Pet Talk radio show with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon. Dr. Mark, welcome.
Hi, Gigi. Welcome, everyone, to the show.
We are so stoked. We've got an awesome testimonial for everyone today about the power of distance healing and vibrational medicine. We've kind of touched on it before, Dr. Mark, haven't we?
It's amazing the technologies that are available today to help us for wellness, to find out some answers that we need to focus on. And for pet owners, this is going to be an exciting, exciting show. So I'm glad you all could join us today.
We're going to also have pictures to post for this particular testimonial on our up-and-coming website for Dr. Mark, and we'll be releasing that information in some upcoming shows so you guys can see for yourself how amazing distance healing is. Well, a lot of people, you know, it's, first of all, people are like, well, how does advanced technology take you back to Eden? Well, strange that you should ask, because actually, from what we can gather, the atmosphere in Eden was literally charged with scalar energy. It was a perfect energetic harmonic balance of all life systems in working in perfect harmony. And you're like, yeah, okay. But what's happened in our modern society with all of the chemicals we're exposed to, I know I sound like a broken record, Fukushima, GMO foods, and heavy metal buildup, our bodies are not able to function according to their design. And what we found is even when we go back to the Back to Eden style of living and the joy mode living lifestyle that Mark is an expert on, we found that we really do need advanced technological assistance because the cells have been so completely degraded electromagnetically and as far as scalar energy goes. And we will talk more about that in the future. So I have an article here, Dr. Mark, about Fritz Popp.
I'm familiar with Alfred Fritz Popp out of Germany, and what an amazing researcher. And a lot of this is coming out of Germany as well and Russia with some exciting articles, folks that have an absolute relevance to our subject matter of energetics and distance healing and really how you break it down so it makes sense. And I know that you found some great articles, Gigi.
Yeah, right here. Here's a great explanation. It's an explanation of the electromagnetic spectrum. That's infrared all the way through to ultraviolet. And that's just the light way of speaking about it. It can be measured by frequency. It can also be measured by the charge and different things. And also the waveform, how long the infrared waves are long, smooth waves, ultraviolet waves are shorter together, closer together. So all vibrations of energy are part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Now that's think about this. All vibrations of energy are part of the electromagnetic spectrum. These include electrical energy, heat, sound, light, radio waves, and radioactive waves. Ultraviolet light is merely a small portion of the spectrum of electromagnetic energy that makes up our world and our energy reality. Now, Mark, I think we tend to find that at either end of the spectrum, one has to be very careful because both are the extremes. The light spectrum, the visible light spectrum, is a little tiny slice on the quote-unquote number line of the electromagnetic spectrum of what we actually see, which shows us that there's a lot going on that we can't even see. Even as far as color goes.
Gigi, I was just going to mention, you know, it's amazing. It was with our hearing ability, with our ability to hear within a particular spectrum of sound. But then it dawned on me, and that was exactly what my reality was when I learned, you know, as a youngster, that dog whistles, you know, we can't hear them, but the animal, the dogs can, right? So it dawned on me that there was a lot more, and when I studied this in college and in physics and as part of health, what these spectrums are that are exactly on the opposite ends of the spectrum that are out there, but we don't necessarily, you know, see them or feel them, except for heat waves, et cetera. You know, we know to be protective of our skin and the heat and in the sun and the warmth. But at the same time, some of these electromagnetic frequencies that you're talking about, although they are maybe invisible to us, through technology, they can be visible. Let me explain. Well, I have a doll my first doll, folks, that I've ever bought, in the last decade, but it works. It actually sings that song when you hold on to these two metal buttons on each arm, and that's what makes the doll speak. And so I was like, wow, that is an amazing example of our body energy, that we're alive and our energy makes that doll work. But at the same time, when you let go of one side, the doll stops singing. You touch that metal button again, and it's just an example of physics or biophysics with the body. So it's awesome, Dr. Fritz Popp's work, but we really do have technology that can measure the resistance of our skin and measurements of key signatures, and everything's on a different vibration, from viruses to bacteria to muscles to different organs, Gigi. So it's really exciting how we're wired from an Eden perspective for perfection, but in a world where we're challenged by these things and environmental challenges and even electromagnetic sensitivity, there is a reason why we're out of balance. But the good news is, and the hope is that we can be restored on so many different levels. And that's what's exciting for our animals as well.
Well, the human body, Dr. Mark, is totally dependent upon electrical current to stay alive. In fact, the clinical definition of death is when there is no more current going through the brain. That's when they say, oh, well, they're brain dead. That means that the brain is no longer signaling. And also clinical physical death is when there's no more electrical charge in the cells. And so we see, you know, the biological aspect of the body, but there's a whole invisible electromagnetic body that we don't see. And what they're finding out with the latest research at the National Institute of Health is that they can measure this electrical field around the body. People used to call it auras back in the hippie days, and we thought they were all crazy, but actually it's called the biofield. And this is around animal bodies and human bodies. And it's now scientifically proven. So we've got to play catch-ups here a little bit to this invisible energy world, because what we're finding and what Fritz Popp found in his work, he found that DNA communicates by biophotons, which are little tiny particles of light. But he also found that germs and certain chemicals, specifically the cancer virus, and certain chemicals that he was testing, which is what actually opened his eyes to this whole phenomenon, they take those biophotons that our cells are dependent upon for communication. So they're not just communicating electrically, they're not just communicating magnetically, now they're communicating with light as well. But what happens is these toxic chemicals and the cancer virus and various other pathogens literally eat up, they gobble up those biophotons, and then literally they spit them out in a chaotic form. So this brings us to a really simple principle. This was the first thing that Dr. Fritz Popp observed, was that things that are harmful create chaos on the biophotonic level, and that healthy cells are able they need the photons. It's almost like biophotonic nutrition. And so, Mark, that kind of brings us to the next realm that we want to take this to, but we need to take a really quick break. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're really excited. We have a live testimonial that's going to let you know in the most profound terms how invisible stuff can make the visible stuff really awesome. So stay with us, and we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org. How are your pets doing? Are they full of energy? Are they strong and healthy? Are their coats smooth and glossy? Well, at backtoeden.org, it's quick and easy to put the pizzazz back into your pets. Backtoeden.org has products that are like nothing else you have ever tried. Go to back2eden.org to turn your pet's body clock back to Eden. Back2eden.org. That's back2eden.org.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah,
we're going back to Eden.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, paws, claws, and hoofs, to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon. We're talking today about vibrational medicine, vibrational wellness, the vibrational reality of our whole biological systems, of our pets, and of ourselves, of all living systems. And Dr. Mark, we were just talking about the electromagnetic spectrum and how the body, really the definition of clinical life and death, is either the absence or presence of electrical current. So we've been kind of raised with a paradigm in our brain that the body is only a biological machine. But what we're finding out when we say vibrational, we're not talking about let the good vibes roll or whatever. We're literally talking about the oscillation rate of the various atomic particles that identify a specific substance as unique. And that's what Dr. Mark was just talking about when he said, you know, everything has its own unique signature and its unique vibration. So these are scientific terms. We're not getting woo-woo on you. We're trying to bring a little science and break it down and make it palatable so you can start to open your mind to the world of distance healing. That means we've got technologies now that these the biofield, the animal biofield, the human biofield can be measured with scientific instruments. Also, Mark, there's been people that have been innovating other forms of wellness through these energy technologies that are able to send this energy to people. Please, would you just give us like a couple outlines of what you're talking about?
It's wonderful what we're the new researchers that are coming up with technologies that involve the distance healing element. The life system we've talked about is a biofeedback technology that works long distance, name, address, phone number, and people are able to put a picture in on the system and receive signals long distance. We've been doing that with clients for a while, and it's just really amazing. It makes sense when you're hooked up at the office and you're hooked up head, wrist, and ankles with the connections that measure resistance of the skin. But it's amazing when you can work long distance as well. I'll mention a colleague that's in the U.S. that's doing work with the scalar energy, and he has a technology that's very, very unique in that he's working with a lot of people that do have issues with pathogens, whether it's viruses or, the challenges that we have with infection or toxicity. And he's able to send distance signals as well. We're using the term scalar energy because it's all around us. But when you focus it like a laser, you know, like a laser light, or if you have a pen light, or you've been to a lecture or you have one, you know, cats love it, you know, chasing around that red dot around the house, right? And dogs, yes, too. But the awesome thing is when you focus that energy, just like you focus your mind and you're trying to do well on an exam in school, you focus your frontal lobe, and that brain power allows you to get the recall and put the answers correctly down that are inside. It's just getting them on paper, right, folks? And getting that A that you worked so hard for in school. So the element of focusing that scalar energy on a particular person for a particular reason, has the gift of life written all over him. Because, folks, God designed us for a reason and a purpose, and to have a flow of information through the body that's consistent. And with the level of vibration, we're talking about energy here, we're talking about voltage. Just a moment, but for example, our willpower is based on voltage. I mean, if you really, really, really want it that badly, it takes a little bit extra energy or a little bit extra voltage to cross the finish line on a major project that you're working on with your team or a major renovation in your home. You know, it takes energy to cross the finish line after training for a marathon, which is what I'm familiar with, and you're sometimes exhausted. Why? Because your voltage is down. And that recharge happens through sleep. If you get the 4 sleep cycles, we'll talk about that another time. Animals love, I mean, the cat sleeps 3/4 of its life, right? And so, or 2/3 of its life. So they get a lot of recharge, but it's awesome what the body can do when it responds to the correct information and energy, just like that scalar energy we're talking about through our colleague in the U.S.
Well, you know, if we view it the way that it really is, that our bodies and our animals' bodies are like little power plants. And the thing is when the pipes get clogged up, that are feeding the power plant with whatever it's using as fuel to create that power, or if there's some blockage or the fuel gets contaminated or any number of reasons, if there's a leak, a fuel leak, that power plant is not going to be able to produce sufficient power output to fulfill what it was built to do. And our bodies are the same way. And as it turns out, we don't just need biological fuel like we have at the backtoeden.us website, the best superfoods on the face of the planets. See, we don't like supplements as much because they tend to be like refined substances, like drugs. They're missing cofactors and co-nutrients that the body needs in order to effectively process and utilize fully those nutrients. What happens is when we take supplements over a long period of time, it actually creates micro deficiencies because the body has to pull those nutrients either out of the other food we're eating or at worst out of the tissue. So that's why that today's commercial pet food is just so deadly. Not only is it unidentifiable to the body as food because it's genetically modified corn and wheat, and then of course you have the tumor dead body animals from China's zero regulation pet food industry, and the list just goes on, heavy metals, blah blah blah. So you have all of this going into the food, and then the body doesn't even recognize that it's as food. It's such a burden. So then, of course, the animal has to pull from its own reserves in order to keep that power plant going. And so what happens is systems start breaking down as the body has to pull those things out of its own tissue. So then on top of the horrible food quality in the pet foods, they're loaded with toxic vitamins. I'm talking about laboratory-created vitamins. They're not even in their natural form. They're totally artificial. Most of them have, at tops, a 17% utilization rate. What happens to the other 83%? Well, the body has to work really hard to process it like a poison because it doesn't recognize it as a food. And so then we wonder why our pets are starting to get things like depressive disorders, all these crazy skin disorders, digestive disorders, infections over long periods of time. It really makes total sense when we're looking at the body as a power plant and we realize the power plant's not getting any fuel to produce the power. Don't you agree, Mark?
I agree. And the power plant that we studied in school on the cellular level, and those of you that have been through the education in science and have heard of the term mitochondria, these are the little hot dogs that are inside the cell. I say hot dog because that was the picture drawn in all of our textbooks. But the mitochondria, another definition for crossing the border or we're no longer here or we're expired, is the fact that when we take our last breath, for example, the definition in the another definition in the dictionary is complete loss or function of mitochondria is a definition for death. So I'm like, okay, how important is it to keep that energy going because we're energy beings? Gigi, we talk about the human body field. And the pet human, the pet body field as well. And so that's the energy around the body that is really where the communication breakdown starts. So yes, there are technologies that can measure that distance outside the body in pictures like Curlian photography, a technology that I've never been to see, but I'm familiar with that. They're available, called the SQUID. It's a much larger and not as accessible technology that measures the human body field. So pets have that field as well. And when your field comes into contact with their field, there's like that other level of connection that starts to get real personal. So it's important for humans also to keep their energy up and keep their well-being going. And some of the decline that we've seen in different health conditions, even for the pet owners, have to do with the voltage of the body. And that's why we need to get more electrons and get, you know, technologies can help with that. Good water, and you're mentioning superfoods that I'm familiar with as well, that are vital to restoring that energetic wow, that feeling of wellness and vibration and abundance that really what Back to Eden is all about. And so we know that the body can heal itself, and so it's important to get that communication from the cell-to-cell level, which is based on light, as Gigi mentioned, the photons that Fritz Popp had studied, professor in Germany. Very interesting stuff, and it explains really that missing gap that we're looking for in information that helps all this make sense, Gigi.
It does. And then you were talking about how that life system biofeedback uses your name, address, and phone number, and people are probably thinking, well, that just makes no sense. Really? Because that's exactly how your cell phone works. It literally has a name, a number, and an address. And the way that the satellite finds that signal of your phone is by its unique address. So is it so strange, really, that the body has its own unique energetic address? I mean, energy is energy is energy. Where your pet is, that pet has a unique energy signature right where they are, who they are, and that can be identified by these new technologies. And then also, we can send that energy to the pet or to humans wherever they are in the world. And anyone that's interested in that scalar energy, you can go to thedivineenergy.net and you can learn more about it. We're going to have a pet video up there real soon to show you how great this is for pets as well. That's the, T-H-E, divine energy. That's divineenergy.net, and you can learn more about it. Well, right after this, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have our live testimonial of a pet owner who had an incredible turnaround of a hopeless situation using this invisible distance healing with energy, advanced energy technologies. So please stay with us after the break, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now, introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit biketoeleash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. BikeToe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToweLeash.com.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon. And we have with us today Elizabeth from Washington State, who has been working with Dr. Mark with her pet named Azzy. And she's got a really, really beautiful story to tell, but she's going to give a little background on how she first got introduced to remote healing, to energy technologies. And welcome, Elizabeth.
Hi.
I know. Thanks so much for joining us at Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. And we're here with Dr. Mark. Do we have you, Dr. Mark?
Yes. Hi, everyone. And Elizabeth, thanks for joining us. Your story is very exciting, and I know that you've had some personal health challenges over the years, and also amazing response and recovery. And so we also want to hear about the exciting story with your dear your cat, Azzy, so I'm excited. But please share with us from the heart, you know, your experience with energy medicine and really where it started.
Thank you. Well, I first got started with energy medicine. It would have been, I was about 13 or 14 years old, so nothing was really advanced by that time. But I was really very sick. I was having kidney problems, thyroid problems, and on a lot of medication from a regular MD. And after working with Mark for a couple of years, I was off all the medication, was back to school, went to college, and I'm just living a normal, healthy life. I don't even think I've been to a regular doctor in probably the last decade because I don't need to.
Now, were you told that you weren't going to get better, that things were just going to get worse?
Yes, I was told I'd be on permanent thyroid medication for the rest of my life and that my thyroid would end up shriveling and dying. And I was actually told at one point that I only had maybe 6 to 12 months to live at the age of about 14 because my kidneys were shutting down.
Wow.
So it was just one of those things. And my mom decided, you know what, you guys are telling me this is an end game. I'm going to try to find someone who will at least try to do something. Because at that point, the MDs had really given up. So,
well, I had the same personal experience, and I've also had pets and rescues that have been given up on that we've been able to help. And so there's always hope.
Right.
In like 99.999% of the cases, even when there's underlying genetic conditions and congenital issues. I actually know of a healer who was born with a very serious congenital heart problem, and he simply just cleaned up his life and went on some advanced herbal formulas and literally reversed a congenital heart condition. Now, that seems impossible, but what we've learned, those of us who have had to look for answers outside of the regular paradigm, because we were written off, we found these answers, and that's why we're here today. And I'm so that is awesome. And how long did it take for you to turn things around, just for our listeners? Because we've got moms and dads of pets that have health issues, and we want them to be healthy to take care of their animals. And how long did it take you, Elizabeth?
Personally, when I was sick, it was a journey. It was about a year and a half before I really started just up and at 'em like a normal teenager. But today, I'm going to be 31 years old on Saturday. And
wow.
I have no health issues anymore, which is why, I mean, Dr. Mark, anytime something goes wrong, I'm going to go to him before I'm going to seek any other form of medical treatment, because he's usually got the answer. And even living in another state, which I used to live in Nebraska, so I was able to see him, but even living in another state, you know, give him a call, he'll run his machine. I don't know logically how it works. But I know that he's there, he's working on me with this energy medicine, he's praying for me, and within a few hours, I'm feeling benefits, even though I don't know exactly what he's doing it for me.
Well, Elizabeth, I mean, do we even really understand? Do we even really understand how a light switch? Do we even? Oh man, I'm on mute.
No, and I mean that's one of those things. I'm a science person, so I like to understand things. But I know I don't fully understand this, but I know it works, and I've seen it with my eyes time and time again. How just impactful it is. How I can send him an email, and then all of a sudden I can be sitting on the couch and I will start to feel better. And it corresponds with when he's been, you know, the energy medicine, the prayer. It's all around the same time, even though I don't know that's when he's doing it. But Abby, my little cat, she's only 4 years old, and she was a rescue. And about a month ago, she was just desperately, desperately ill. We nearly lost her. Just these strange bald spots and lesions just were showing up on her body. We had no idea what was going on.
Well, you know, I want to just interject this real quick, Elizabeth. None of us really understands how a light switch works. I mean, can you sit down and draw a diagram? But we still turn it on every day, don't we? So even though we don't understand all the science of energy medicine, not all of us are going to have the ability to even really grasp it, you know, little by little as we get more exposed to it. So I just wanted to say that for everyone so it's not so woo-woo for them.
Right.
Because this is all documented. This is all scientific. So your poor little baby was getting these open lesions. Clumps of fur were falling out. Her energy was like not there, right? And you didn't know if you were going to lose her. So you called Dr. Mark.
We did. Well, the first time we were giving her StemFit Active, which is kind of what eventually kept it down. But I was treating her with oregano oil and various other homeopathic, thinking it's bacterial, it's viral, it's fungal, it's a parasite. We brought her out of it about a month ago. She seemed to be doing okay. And then last week, a new one formed. And I was just devastated because I'm going, clearly, it's none of the previous things I thought it was. At this point, we're looking at some sort of an autoimmune. We're looking at something just terrible because it's come back a month later. And so we called Dr. Mark. He ran her. He said, yeah, some autoimmunes popped up. You know, I treated her, and the next day I came home from work, and she is bouncing around, and I'm looking at the little spot that had developed on her, and it's half the size it was. And that was Monday yesterday. In one day. That was Monday. Yesterday I came home from work. It's even smaller. She's growing fur back around it at just an absolute remarkable rate, and she's the cat she was a year ago before this started.
Wow.
And Elizabeth, you have pictures of this. You have pictures that stem back from just a few weeks back, or how far that you can really see the difference? The pictures are amazing.
I have photos from her. I've been taking photos of it from my phone to send to people going, what do you think this is? Because the last thing I'm going to do is take her to a vet, because the first thing they're going to do is put her on penicillin. And I'm definitely allergic to penicillin. I don't want antibiotics in my house. So I've got to treat my cat with the same medicine I'm going to treat myself with, because I can't have that other medicine around. So I have pictures going back all the way to the end of November when this originally started. And you can see almost a daily progression where it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger no matter what we did, to the point that it was covering about half her neck and down into her chest area was the worst that it got.
Wow. Wow, poor baby. And now she's got a new lease on life. Now, what did you, which technology did you use on Azzy, Mark?
The life system biofeedback, which we were talking about earlier, which just simply like GPS, if you will, which is long distance as well, we get the address, birth date, and the birthplace of the animal or of the pet owner, for example, and just simply dial that in. It takes about 10 minutes to go through 7,000 items on the screen, and then the ones that apply make sense, and then just simply sending those frequencies long distance or in person if you are in the room with the same technology, simply can allow the body to start to recognize what normal is. Like, in other words, you've heard Fight Fire with Fire. I mean, that never made any sense to me, but it was a great song at the time, right? So the thing is sometimes the body just needs that permission to heal or permission for wellness. So when you match the frequency with what's just off a little bit, so keep in mind, I just tell everybody that comes in, I said, with our coaching and consulting, I just say, keep in mind, this is just fine-tuning. Even though it seems so hopeless, or you've been to seven doctors or whatever, I said, this is just fine-tuning, because it might be just off a little bit in one area that the body can get that balance back, and the same is true for animals, which is just beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I also know from reading your story, Elizabeth, that Azzy, because she felt so awful, she was attacking people, right?
Oh, yeah. She's always, that's actually why she was in Dr. Mark's system to begin with, is when she was younger, she was, her history, her mother was a breeder in a kitty mill who had a litter of kittens that were not the right breed. And so they dumped mom and the kittens, and we adopted her from a foster rescue place.
Uh-huh.
But she's had that kind of history of violence. She was nasty to the other kittens in her litter. She was lashing out to people. And so I contacted Dr. Mark and said, hey, I've got this cat. She is attacking people without provocation. I really want to keep her. I don't want to put her down. Could you just run her and see what you get? And, of course, he ran her, came up and said, yeah. She's in some emotional turmoil. And, again, within a couple of days, she's no longer lashing out at people. She's no longer attacking people without provocation. She's being more friendly, more open to having other people and other animals in her space.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is possible for your pet, and you can absolutely give it a try. And what's the great thing, it's not like taking a pill, and then if you have an allergic reaction, you have to wait for it to get out of your system. The energy world is beautiful. If your body doesn't need it, it won't use it. This is, it's basically like you're handing your body the directions to reset itself, because it's in confusion right now with all of the stuff that's going on. Creates chaos, as I said, which is confusion. Confusion means the parts are not in their proper place. They're out of order. And so when the confusion and the chaos is reduced to its natural state of coherence and order, then the body begins to be like, it begins to remember. It begins to, it has the information how to fix the fuel lines, how to remove the blockages in the fuel lines, how to get the power station back up and running. It knows how to do it. And that's something, Dr. Mark, that I've found in my practice and in my years of study, is that really, I'm never surprised. There's always cause and effect in the body. Once you understand how it works and the principles upon which it works, there really are no surprises. It makes total sense. Illness and disease is not some random thing that just is an unlucky thing that happens to you. There's a reason for everything. And we're going to have to take a really quick break, ladies and gentlemen, but we'll be right back with some more vital information for your pet's total health. Please stay with us.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you were referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to Eden at the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimona. We're here with our special guest, Elizabeth from Washington State, who had a kitty cat named Azzy, who she rescued, was very traumatized, was aggressive, attacked people and other animals. God only knows what she went through, you know, and then who also was very sick. And what we've been talking about is how remote energy technologies, literally just like calling your cell phone, just like dialing up your GPS, can bring energy to your pet's body that can completely change their health story, since it's really the invisible energy world, the latest research is showing, that's governing the biological and physical world. And so, Elizabeth, you were telling us that after calling Dr. Mark, that his technology, the life system, was able to pick up energy information about your cat having been through a lot of trauma, and then he worked on her, and she's not attacking people anymore.
No, I mean, she was a little kitten, and I'm just stubborn. I adopt an animal for life, and they're my responsibility, and I'm going to take care of them. But there was a good, probably 6 months when she was younger, that I was afraid of her. I was afraid to be in the same room with her at times. If wow. She was acting up, because she'd just run up and she would rip your leg open for no reason.
Wow.
And then walk off like nothing happened.
Yeah. And all that stopped.
All of that stopped. I mean, she still does scratch someone now and again, but it's for a reason. You're bothering her and she says, go away.
Yeah, she doesn't just come up to them for no reason and just scratch them.
Right.
Well, if anyone would like to try these treatments with Dr. Mark, please email us at wellness, WELLN as in Nancy, ESS is summer, at back, the number two, not the word, the number, Eden, backtoeden.org. And we'll get you set up with Dr. Mark and for your pet. And just give it a try. If you've tried everything, guess what? You haven't tried everything. Not until you've tried the life system. Not until you've tried energy medicine. So, Elizabeth, what are people's reactions when you tell them, hey, I'm doing this, you know, energy technology?
A lot of people are skeptical, and probably the biggest reason is I'm a hard sciences person, so that's not something they would expect me to say, because I'm very rational, very things I can see, feel, and touch. And then all of a sudden they start talking to me about this and they find out, well, yes, she's a Christian and she does energy medicine. What? Like, yes. I can't write it down on a piece of paper. I can't see it, but I know it works because I've seen it happen.
And actually, you know, who set up the energy in the first place, right? That would mm-hmm. be source creator. And so it really does make perfect sense. But there's been a lot of religious twisting and doctrines that have been very destructive. You know, basically the nature of a religious spirit, a religious attitude, is to strain at a gnat and to swallow a camel, and then also to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Really, we're right. designed to feel things from our heart, to use our faculties to discern between what is harmonic with Creator and with creation and what is chaotic or separates us from source and source knowledge. And that's our job, is to stay connected. And then when we have that connection, really, it's amazing the guidance and the direction that can flow, I know that my animals respond so much to when there's prayer or singing or positive things going on in the house. They want to be a part of it. They love it. And if your animal doesn't like it, you definitely need to call Dr. Mark, get them tuned back up, because really their normal state is in harmony with creation. So I don't think it's weird at all, Elizabeth. It makes total sense to me. But that is the reaction you get. That's just because this is so new. It's not voodoo. See, people were told in the past that, oh, this is voodoo. If you can't see it, you know, it's witchcraft. But this is now science. It's hard science. It's really the invisible world that the scriptures themselves say created the visible world.
Right. And I've looked at a couple of people and said, well, you believe in ghosts, don't you? But you've never seen one. But you love all of those paranormal shows. So don't know something you can't see with your eyes. And, I mean, it's just amazing. I was a little skeptical at first because when I first met Mark, I lived in Nebraska, so I was always in the same room. But the remote healing, I mean, he's never seen Abby. She has never been outside of 100 miles of where she was born. And it's just amazing, and it's an immediate effect.
Yeah, and
so
that you can't
I've been so happy with the remote.
Well, you know, you cannot get a placebo effect with an animal. You can't be like, okay, Azzy, you're getting a treatment. Think positive.
Exactly. She doesn't know what's going on. All she knows is that her little sore is starting to heal at a remarkable rate, and she feels better.
Yeah, and she's playing, and she's not attacking people. She's really got a new lease on life.
She does, and this would be the second time in her life that Mark has given it to her.
That is so
great. What's interesting, I'll just say this, is that what's interesting about autoimmune, and we've heard that term probably because it's becoming more and more prevalent, not only with the pet owners, but with pets. And Gigi, you've mentioned some of those possible dynamics, but as far as environmental elements or heavy metal toxicity or pesticides and insecticides, herbicides, the things that we're around and our pets are around as well. But autoimmune is really kind of an interesting phenomenon, I find, because the body just isn't recognizing itself. And that's what autoimmune's about. It's like we talk about the liver and talking to the kidney, and the liver says to the kidney, hey, how are you doing? And the kidney says, who are you? And the liver's like, we used to work together. Kidney's like, I've never seen you before in my life, you know? And not a laughing matter, because these are serious issues when your body doesn't recognize itself. But in the field of energy medicine and what we're seeing from the science coming from Germany, I mean, the other technology we use called the Wavemaker, that has a 30-year history of success and 5 books written in English as it relates to biophysics and the resonance of how to restore the harmony to our body. So the life system is one example. I could point to others, but these are just technologies we've seen proven over and over. I know Elizabeth's mom gets a lot of credit for just really what? Taking a risk and trying to find things that are non-invasive, that have a reasonably good chance to succeed. And what we've seen is an amazing family, I must say, Elizabeth, to give you credit as well, that is open-minded and reaching and looking and searching for things that work. And the life system, just a great example of even how AZ has benefited.
Yeah, right. So before you think about taking an animal with chronic illness or chronic autoimmune and loading them up with prednisone and other steroids that, you know, are so detrimental to the body, maybe it would be worth the investment of just sending us an email at wellness@back2eden.org and giving your animal a shot with this remote healing, with the remote energy sessions, and see if it doesn't make a difference. Behavioral problems, constant barking, whatever it is, you know, cats not using the litter box, mood issues, rather than putting them on SRI drugs, which, by the way, have horrific statistics with people as far as suicide and self-harm and psychotic episodes. Isn't it interesting that the drugs that are supposed to help straighten your brain out, actually their biggest side effect is psychotic episodes and suicide? So these are things I think we should try to get, you know, before we go and we inject more poison into the situation, which is going to create more problems and more chaos. Let's try some harmony. Let's try some order. Let's try some energy. See if we can get the power station of your pet's mitochondria and their body back up and functioning on the energy level. Because another artifact of not having sufficient charge and voltage in the cells is that the cells can't take in nutrition. And not only that, they're not getting it in the commercial pet foods, but if you'll go get our phytoplankton and some of the amazing nutrients that we have at the Back to Eden store, just the phytoplankton alone can completely turn around a pet. It requires no digestion. It has every single nutrient in it. It's made in a pristine closed bioreactor. No chemtrails get to it, no radiation, no toxic elements get to this. It is the most pristine, amazing food for your pet. You can just drop it right on their food. They won't even taste it. Cats will love the flavor. It's great for kids too. You want to get some vitamins in your kids that are totally natural. It's a food. You put it right in their juice. They won't even taste it. It just takes a couple drops. Super concentrated, super powerful. Basically, phytoplankton is the primordial soup of life. And so I encourage you all. They need nutrition in order to utilize this energy information to the maximum capacity. Haven't you found that, Mark, when you're working with patients and clients?
Indeed. And I just recommend everyone look into superfoods. And what you're mentioning, Gigi, is this particular phytoplankton is almost pre-digested, if you will. So it's easy to absorb and assimilate. But these superfoods that are out there are available for us and our animals and can make a tremendous difference. Just getting that cell-to-cell communication back, folks, and making a huge difference. And so that's a beautiful thing. And I know, Elizabeth, you're very conscious of foods, and you've been overseas and eaten food that's not American, so I know that tasted completely different. And then you, I'm sure, have a real conscious effort on what you purchase for your cat as well.
Absolutely. There's a running joke from a lot of my friends that my cat eats better than most people. Because, you know, her fish is wild caught, her meat's grass fed. She's not getting anything that I wouldn't eat myself.
Oh, that is so beautiful. That is so great. That's what we really encourage everyone to do for their pets. You can literally just go to Whole Foods Market, or if you know of a local butcher that has organic meat, that's going to be your best bet. If you don't have a boutique pet store that is supplying raw foods for your pets and healthy, free-range animal meat for your pets, bison, there's so many great options for them now, especially those that have allergy sensitivities. Believe it or not, those allergy sensitivities can be removed. Am I not correct, Dr. Mark?
Indeed, they can. Things can heal sometimes on a dime, as Elizabeth has experienced as well. I know more and more veterinarians are doing acupuncture. So just that study alone for myself and my career has made a big difference in understanding the human body, but also animals have all those acupuncture points as well. And keep in mind with skin conditions, which is what we're talking about today with Elizabeth's cat, the skin meridian is on the lung and large intestine a cycle, if you will, or circuitry. So it's like, what does skin, right, have to do with the colon or the lungs? But what we found out in our over the last two decades of work is that the colon does have, for humans as well, have a tremendous a breeding ground there for potential challenge and conditions that actually manifest as a skin condition. So if we heal that colon or go in and do fiber and probiotics and just some make some simple changes, right, we can actually see positive challenges with our skin. My story another time, but acne for a number of years, it was related to food allergies. So I have a passion, you know, for that topic and subject matter and helping people on that level as well. But what is possible is the body can heal itself, and just giving it the correct minerals and vitamins and the balance it needs to function better. Even animals can see the tremendous response sometimes in just a very short time. So
I've noticed that the animals versus my clients go a lot quicker.
Why do you think that is, Gigi? Why do you think that is?
Because no one told them it's not possible.
Ah, yes, yes. I believe that is absolutely the case. And you know, what I've done in my work in checking where the glitches are, not only for ourselves, myself, for clients, is the issue of maybe not deserving or just unbelief, right? And so if we just get that out of the equation, the body goes, aha, I'm ready. And that's the same thing with animals, is they start there. They start at the, aha, I'm ready. And that's a beautiful thing, right?
Absolutely. They absolutely do. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we've opened up a whole new frontier of hope for your pet with chronic conditions, even autoimmune issues, behavioral issues. Elizabeth, you've been so gracious to take time out of your day to tell us Avi's story and your story too, to give people the hope, and especially coming from your pragmatic background, very logical, scientific background, that you took that step knowing that it was based on science. Maybe you don't understand every aspect of it, but you knew it was scientific. You just didn't totally understand all the ins and outs of how it works. And you and your pet have gotten totally new lives, which is Dr. Mark's and my story too. So thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining us today.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. And Dr. Mark, we're all out of time.
It went so fast, and we're just so blessed to have the information and be able to present it to you. Gigi, you've searched the world over for technologies and nutrition that works well. So we appreciate all that you do in bringing this information to our pet owners, and it's a fantastic opportunity.
I'm so grateful to have the information, to have the hope, because I was told things were hopeless so many times that I can't keep it to myself. I don't want one person that needs hope to miss the hope boat today. And that's what we're all about here at Back to Eden, is turning things back to perfection as much as we can, reducing exposures to things that take us away from that, and a lot of love for our babies and for each other. Elizabeth, Dr. Mark, thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next time at the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.